Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
There it is, the countdown music, which symbolizes the beginning of a two-hour discussion about what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the research, courtesy in part. I'm going to give them all the credit because Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner, and I suppose to appoint me, the Dugger, as what Jennifer calls me is Dougie. Okay, Dougie, let's get started.
Yeah, let's go.
Right.
It was a crazy, weird week, wasn't it? I mean, it was a busy week, I thought.
Yeah, a lot of things going on. So the charts of the week of April 1st to the 5th from Talkers Magazine, the research done by the folks at Talkers every week, 10 stories and 10 people. And before we get to the stories and the people, I always like to do a little review of some of the news from California with Jennifer, because we don't have a chance every day to catch up with Jen. So here's a story that caught my attention. A man and a brother were killed in a mountain lion attack. First one in 20 years. I wonder how this is up in El Dorado County. Mm-hmm. 21-year-old brother. Let's see, this guy, it's the guy and his brother, I guess. That's the story, right? The mountain lion.
Was this the one where one of them fought him off, and then the other one, was this a little kid, or were these older people? Because I heard one where there were like two kids out.
18-year-old man and his 21-year-old brother.
Wow.
So this is in Georgetown. Yeah, it's probably the same. It wasn't little. I mean, 18 and 21, they're pretty much full-grown men. And so, yeah, in some circumstances, you would be able to, because the mountain lions weigh about 55, 60 pounds, 70 pounds. They're not huge animals, but they are dangerous because they will attack anything. So apparently the brother that was killed, but then they sent the fish and wildlife people out after him, and they killed a mountain lion. But anyway, the 18-year-old survived, the 21-year-old did not. So I just wondered how much commentary there is when these things happen, because more and more everywhere around the country, but this is the latest from California, these sorts of episodes are happening where these animals are getting, pushed out by development.
Well, that's the thing, is that they push because the building, we used to get, because I live up in the foothills, basically, and especially my mom lives in the foothills, the house that I grew up in, and we used to be able to let our cats outside, and everybody was happy, but the coyotes were the huge issue for us. We, every once in a while, would hear stories about mountain lions, but typically coyotes are the ones that are pushing, and when you see them, and they just run down the middle of my mom's street, they still do today, they look hungry, they look bewildered.
Well, they are.
Look like they're looking for a meal and water in a lot of cases.
The mountain lions eat the coyotes, which is okay if they, you're going to focus on the right thing. I had a coyote come into the chicken coop. No, the ducks, actually. A coyote got a duck this week. Somebody said they saw the coyote walking across the street with a duck in its mouth.
Yeah.
And then they did a count, so, yeah. All right, here's the story of a man that was rescued by a helicopter from a large cliff in California, all caught on camera. This is the Golden State National Recreation Area up in Sonoma County. This guy fell 60 feet. Was clinging to a rock.
Huh. Oh, great.
It's like a movie, right?
Yeah.
But how often do these things happen? We seem to think we'll find more of these things in California than you find most anywhere else.
I scream on my morning show. I don't know why people still go hiking by themselves. I just don't understand it. People have been getting lost. There was somebody who disappeared in the middle of the desert, for like a month it took them to find her. We don't know if she got lost, if something happened, or if somebody got a hold of her. I don't know. At this point, it's hard to, and I'm sad to say it because I know there are a lot of people who like to go out and find solitude, but with all the rains, there are a whole lot of issues in California with lack of cell service. it's so much safer to take somebody else when you go.
Mm-hmm. Now, right, don't go by yourself.
It's the buddy system.
No. Yeah, now, right, let me tell you, can I give you my countdown extra for our story from California this week?
Yes,
you can. So in Los Angeles, in the Fairfax area of Los Angeles, there was a house that was covered by garbage bags. And when I say covered by garbage bags, Doug and Jay, it looked like a city dump. And apparently the neighbors were complaining and complaining and complaining. And finally, someone on the city council, Katie Yaroslawski, found out about it or paid attention to it and realized that there was a real issue there. And when you Google those images, holy moly. So they initiated a forced cleanup on this place. And just in 24 hours, they removed 7 tons of garbage. And I think there's still more to take out.
How do people live like that?
I don't know, but the, you know, this is what's great. The mayor of Los Angeles comes down and says, well, you know, he's been doing this a long time, and I'm new here. So it's like, come on.
Right, isn't it like a hoarder's issue?
A hoarding of trash. I mean, literally garbage bags. Not even, like, stuff, just garbage bags.
So what is this new mayor like, this woman? I don't know that much about her. I hear her in the airport. It sounds like, you know, every other
she's your same old kind of... You know, local. Yeah. I mean, she was in Congress for years, and she served there and did her bidding. Now she's here, and it's like, well, I'm new. It's not my fault. We're going to do this, but we're not there yet. I mean, it's just get it done.
It's the same old crap. Yeah.
Say my office was notified, and here we are. Right.
Yeah. Ta-da. Okay, let's get to the charts. The number 10 item here is something that I... must admit, Jay and I did not talk about this. I didn't even know it was going on. She wasn't in the trending, or if she did, I didn't see her on the trending list this week for social media. J.K. Rowling, the author, went after some hate crime law up in Scotland. You want to give us, who knows anything about that little background on it? Because I didn't, as I said, we didn't pursue that. I don't know whether Jay, Jay, you did on your own. But we didn't talk about it on the air, so what's the story here? Anybody know what the update is?
Yeah, no, I can tell you. Apparently, it was a politician behind the hate law or hate speech law in Scotland that said that J.K. Rowling's rhetoric on Twitter was offensive but allowed. J.K. Rowling has just spoken out a lot about the issue of biological men playing in sports.
She's super against trans things.
Yeah. And so instead of saying, okay, that's her free speech and you can decide if you want to read her books or not, a lot of people, especially Hollywood, have kind of turned on her. And so now Scotland has this new Hate Crime and Public Order Act, which started this month, and it has now caused this controversy between the two of them.
God bless people. Get a life and let's move on. I don't want to waste any time. That's a story whose time... And whatever time you spend on it is a waste of time, I would guess. All right. Meanwhile, let's see. Number nine, Tesla and its problems. I went into my grandson and I went to the Peterson Auto Museum on Sunday. Yeah, a lot of beautiful cars. But I was taken back and I was annoyed, frankly. I know that Elon Musk donated like $1 million. This is a, you know, kind of run by a nonprofit. Pretty expensive. I spent $70 there between all of the floors seeing the things, but Miles was all excited and it was cool to see the cars. But I was not impressed. The first floor is pretty much all about Tesla and electric vehicles, and it was just just annoying, frankly. And I find, more and more I find Musk annoying, and I find I'm certainly annoyed by Teslas, although I was at my friend Jack Stockwell's house last Friday, and he picked me up at the airport in his Tesla, and we were driving around. He loves it. He's had it for 5 years. Says a great thing. Okay, to each his own. I've talked to a lot of people who don't like them, and I don't know why they don't like them, but they just don't like them. I don't like them because I don't think that it's a practical answer to a problem that everybody thinks, okay, we all ought to have electric cars. The sales of electric cars is slowing down like you wouldn't believe, although every street corner in Los Angeles that I visit or I'm walking down the street, they're all electric cars. I would say on average, especially in my son's neighborhood in West Hollywood, 7 out of 10 cars are electric. You can go to the corner of La Jolla and whatever the street is near his house, and we're walking the... We go out for a walk with Jasper, and You see the cars stop at the stop sign, and then they move, and you can't hear them. And but you know that they're electric cars. Okay, so you've been sold a bill of goods, and you like it. Fine, but you know there are more and more problems with these electric vehicles because they ultimately are. You know, people are beginning to realize that they aren't what they're. And this is they aren't what they're purported to be. But this is true with pretty much all. If you look in depth at all of this stuff, the environmental stuff, we have an issue here in Massachusetts, and I think it's in California and elsewhere too, ladies, the so-called stretch codes, which are aimed at tightening up homes that are being built, cost $20,000 a house to tighten them up so that the whatever is inside the house doesn't get outside the house and affect the environment. Whatever it is in the house, the heat, the cooling. And so in order to do that, you have to put certain types of specifications of insulation, and then you have to run a fan, electric fan, all the time in order to circulate the air. And the people are finding the electric fan costs a lot more money than what it would cost to have the heat go out the window. You know,
would you not even be able to open the window?
No!
Oh, gosh.
You're like,
it's like a hotel.
Dungeon.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is the crazy, this is what's going on. These people are nuts. And it goes on and on and on. Anyway, I'm talking too much. You ladies need to jump in here. Number eight.
You know, I think it's important to talk about that, though, because one of the big stories this week is that this EV mandate is moving forward at the federal level, which we already have in California. And first of all, you don't have an infrastructure that can charge these things up. They haven't thought about the batteries rotting away in landfills. And here's the deal. Just like your son's neighborhood, if people want them, they're going to buy them. Make them a superior product, people will buy them. You don't have to force everybody who might want to still take our gas-powered vehicles or even our hybrids for a ride out of that market.
It's just, I don't know. People are so silly about this stuff. You want them, fine. You got good reason. Don't be selling them to me and taking tax credits and stuff for it. All right, 18 after. This is the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it. There are a lot of other benefits that go with it because of the ingredients. Just go through the ingredients with us.
So the number one ingredient is collagen protein. We've got several different types of collagen protein in our Calitrin, but it works to rebuild lean muscle tissue and rev up your metabolism. And that's how it works over time. It's also good for the joint pain. And when you're taking it at bedtime, like we do recommend, it also helps break down into glycine, which helps you sleep more soundly also. Now, we've also added the patented ingredient called prohydrolase, which is digestive enzymes that help your body break down that collagen protein to where you can utilize it to the maximum potential.
All right, let's talk for about 30 seconds about the special $10 off every bottle.
Discounts on every single month of Calitrin, so the more you need, the more you're going to save.
Check it all out at toploss.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 after the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. No, wait a minute. That was last hour. This is the Talk Radio. I do so many radio programs, I forget sometimes. I'll start the American Family Farmer Show. This is Good Day Health with... and then, no, we have to do it over again. So, anyway... this is an extension of the Good Day program, the Talk Radio Roundup, Talk Radio Review, and the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Jennifer Horn from KRLA in Los Angeles is here, and also an important part of our Good Day program. Jay Kirshner is a very important cog in the wheel here. And so we put our thoughts together, and during this hour of, during this portion of the hour all the time, our format in the Good Day program brings us around to talking about things in social media. And so I saw this and I thought this was perfect for the countdown. Trump Media is suing former Apprentice contestants and Truth Social co-founders to strip them of their shares. He's suing two of the co-founders who are also contestants in The Apprentice, alleging they mismanaged the business and should be stripped of their shares. So I wondered what this, the lawsuit was filed last week in Florida, just before the debut of the stock on the stock market. The main asset of Trump Media is obviously Truth Social, and in the first few days it went up to a value of about $6.8 billion. So Andy Litinsky and Wes Moss, according to Trump, failed spectacularly, I can hear Trump saying that,
yes,
at setting up the business and creating an effective corporate governance structure. So how come it's worth $8.6 billion or whatever it is? You got to wonder whether this is just a money grab. The lawsuit says, these two guys have been blamed for a lot of things, but the lawsuit claims that they created a toxic corporate culture. I would think if anybody was guilty of that, it would be Trump himself. What do you
mean? I talked to Mar-a-Lago, says he's great, that he's a great boss, and that he knows everybody's names. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I've seen that in when I was there. Yeah, right.
I don't know what these guys were doing exactly, and how it kind of mystifies me. But I do think it's funny he's still working with Apprentice candidates, because remember, for a long time, maybe the guy still works there. But what was it, Bill Rancic? I think he ended up marrying. He married somebody from E! Entertainment.
Yeah, Juliana.
Rancic. Yeah, there you go. Anyway, so he. he was one of the first winners of Apprentice and stuck with Trump forever. It's curious to me. I just didn't realize that other Apprentice candidates or winners had done the same thing.
Hmm. Huh. That is interesting. There's a moldy, oldy, goody, goldy from our rusty rack of wrinkled records, in a sense. All right, let's see here. TikTok in the social media spotlight this week as well. They have changed some of their platforms to protect children. This is sort of in the wake of all of the focus in England, and we're doing it, we're starting to look at it here in certain states, but the UK Children's Code, the Age Appropriate Design Code that is in effect, the focus on not only TikTok, but YouTube, Instagram, Snapchat, they are changing apparently the platform so that they will be using what we use here in the United States, which I find interesting. They're wanting to protect children, and TikTok's making a big deal out of it because they're trying to save their skin, right? I mean, as much as anything else. They want not to be cast aside, which is what's going on certainly in America. But the Europeans are even more focused on getting rid of TikTok than we are. So that is interesting that they're trying to put their best face forward, if you will. And whether that works for them or not, I still say, yeah, down with TikTok. 28 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Engineering teams are extensively evaluating the aftermath of Friday's earthquake, described as the most powerful in a century.
Surveying our bridges, our roads, any area there could be a fault line that is not easily detectable to make sure that passengers on our rails as well as our commuters are safe.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul said fortunately there have been no reports of injury or damages. The U.S. currently has no intentions of conducting an independent inquiry into the deaths of 7 aid workers from the World Central Kitchen in Gaza. John Kirby, White House National Security Council spokesman, said the administration is reviewing the findings of the investigation conducted by the Israeli government. According to a recent report from Microsoft, the Chinese government is running counterfeit social media profiles, posing as U.S. voters, and inquiring about their opinions on American political matters. John Schaefer, USA News.
Attention small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. you could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
It's now 34 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review, roundup of thoughts regarding the issues that are on the top of our burner, the story list, the people list at talkers.com. It's also at gooddayshow.com. You can follow that. You know, I didn't really, I had one more thing I wanted to extract from you, Jennifer. What do we need to know about that multi-million-dollar Easter Sunday cash grab in L.A. at that storage facility? The FBI is involved, apparently. The money went missing. So who keeps that kind of money in a storage facility?
This is down the street, like, from my house. Like, not too, it's not down the street, but it's, you know, a couple, like, probably 10 minutes away from my house. If I would have known that there was $30 million in a storage facility, that's the hidden headline there. It's like, holy smokes, what was all that doing in the middle of Sylmar, California?
This is like a plot of Ocean's 11.
It really is, yeah. Thieves have managed to break into this place. It was a money storage facility. Who knew? I mean, I thought that used to be called a bank, but I guess I'm old-fashioned. Right. And they breached the vault, and they took off with $30 million in cash. They didn't even trip one alarm. So this story broke very slowly. No one said a word about it on Easter. No one seemed to really know what was going on. But that's because they were so good at what they did. This is the biggest heist in LA history, and it was called, this place was called Garda World Facility, which they weren't doing such a great job of.
That's a great name.
Apparently no one knew that they actually had that much cash, so I'm not a detective, but I would guess that this must be someone who had some knowledge or was tipped off by someone with knowledge about what was on the inside. The LA Times said that they went through the roof to gain access into the vault. Outside the vault, no signs of break-in, and the officials at the facility weren't even aware of the heist until the safe was opened the next day on Monday. That's why I was saying this story kind of trickled out slowly. You think it would be out there immediately, but people didn't even know it was going on. There was a big hole cut in the side of the building, which now they've covered up with plywood, but detectives from LAPD and from the FBI are trying to figure out exactly how they got in, how they knew what was in there. I mean, if you look at this building, it's unassuming. It looks like a big old white warehouse that you would just see in the middle of suburbia somewhere. So somehow these people knew what was going on and were able to figure out that they could get in.
Can you say without even inside job?
Totally. Inside, that's what I'm saying. Not a detective, but you have to think those employees are going to be scrutinized if they gave the tip off to somebody.
All right. Presidential race is number two this week on the story list from Talkers Magazine. I noticed this guy. What did the no labels? What was his real?
Yeah, the no labels party.
Yeah. Well, there was a guy who changed his name to anybody but.
Oh, literally anybody else.
Anybody else, literally, in Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, the no labels party says they're not going to run a third party presidential ticket because they couldn't get a candidate. Robert F. Kennedy is the man, and the campaign has started emailing, and one of the things that they emailed out this week was a focus on the January 6th Capitol rioters, calling them activists, more or less. The email said they were stripped of their constitutional liberties, and then later on, when somebody pointed out that that wasn't true with all of them, they retracted their statement. So,
it was true with many of them, though. I wouldn't even get upset about that because it was true with so many of them that, I don't know, you still have people who are sitting
there
in
there. There were bad people involved in this, but,
well, there are people who deserve sentences, and then there are people who were literally left to rot and not even given their right to a speedy trial. Terrible.
A lot of that goes on all over the place. The Republicans are trying to, according to some stuff that I'm looking at from the Republican Party, in fact, trying to persuade voters to cast ballots early, which I thought was kind of against the principles of what the Republicans, what they were for before.
The new Republican Party. This is what they're telling you to do. In fact, California's Republican Party for the primary, which was early in March, started a program called Bank Your Vote because so many times Republicans like to vote on the day of, or they like to go on election day. And you saw that actually turn the election, I believe, in Arizona the last time around with the governor, with Carrie Lake in that election, because people actually showed up on the day of. They didn't have paper for the ballots. The machines weren't working. And then all of a sudden, all these people who waited till the day of didn't get their votes counted. And it really could have made a difference in that election. So this time around, what the Republican Party is doing is saying, hey, if your state is an early voting state, vote early. And if your state is a vote by mail state, vote by mail, even though it doesn't feel right to many of us. Just use the rules that the Democrats have rolled out, because otherwise you're going to keep getting shellacked. You want to make sure that your vote gets counted. You don't want to wait until election day when your car breaks down or your kid gets sick or you get told to see later by your boss.
Oh, what a load of crap. Good God. Oh, what happens if your car breaks down?
I'm saying I voted early this time for the first time ever, and I voted by using my little nifty ballot because I vote reliably. I have voted in every election, since I registered to vote. And I make it my priority, but at some point, life happens, and so we need to start getting those votes in early. And the reason you do this is because Republicans spend a certain amount of money to turn out Jennifer Horn. Even though I know I'm going to vote on Election Day, and my history shows that, they're going to spend money to come to my door or make phone calls to me to remind me to go vote. So if I vote early, now they can spend those resources on someone who's not a Jennifer Horn or a Doug Steffen, who may not vote every single time.
Doug Steffen will never vote early. You won't get me in that. Opposed to it. I disagree with you 100%. But,
everybody has different lives, and everybody, like, there could be a situation where you intend to vote on the day, you always vote on the day, but, your boss won't let you leave. Things happen. Then you get there, and there's such a line that you actually can't stay because now you have to go get your kid from school or for something. It's just life happens, and we...
So do it on the weekend. They can't always change it.
But
to voting on Saturday and Sunday instead of on Tuesday.
I agree. I think even if you have to give people, I mean, I believe it's the bare minimum of what we should be doing as citizens. I'm totally with you in my heart. I just understand why they want to put the resources to the people who may not turn out, because we've got to get everybody out to vote. But if you don't turn out to, if you don't reliably show up, you want the money to be spent to get those people out. And I believe at this point, people are so lazy that I would support a day off for Election Day if we all went out and voted. I think, and just one day, because right now we have like month long election cycles. It's ridiculous. Ugh.
Month long, years. Day after the election, the next day, who's going to run in 4 years? It's all.
We voted one month ago in the California primary. It was on. It was March 5th, I believe, which was a Tuesday, and they will not certify the election until April 12th. They're still counting votes.
Great. There you go. All right. I thought it was interesting. I was just looking at a list of former Trump officials from the last time around, like Defense Secretary Mark Esper calls Trump a threat to democracy. John Bolton says he's unfit to be president. Mike Pence says we have too many profound differences in philosophy. And so on it goes, with lots of people offering dire consequences if he gets reelected. Well, what the hell do you think is going to happen if this is the problem with Biden gets reelected?
I question your integrity if you think the guy that we have in the White House has done anything better. Because if you look, I don't think we can withstand, and I don't say this lightly because I know people say this.
But Trump's not the answer either. That's the problem. He's not the answer.
Things were better under Trump than they were.
They were, but that's not, doesn't mean that means nothing to today. How do we know this is 4 years down from,
there's too many other. People didn't like him, but things were so much better. We were safer.
Well, but that is always what you say. I get it. I hear what you say. I understand what you think because you love the guy. But it is true that we were better off. Jay and I have said this on the air dozens of times, that we both feel like what we had in our pocket when Trump was president was much better than what we have in our pockets now. But this sort of begs the question of the issue, where are we going as a country if we can't find people that are any better than these two stooges?
We're going to anybody else.
Kennedy? Yeah. Right, because we're sick
of
it.
That's who we're voting for.
Literally.
Yeah.
Sad thing is, though, and I only question this because, and maybe you like exactly what Kennedy's platform is. And if you do like exactly what Kennedy's platform is, that's great. But otherwise, you're voting for prom king. You're not voting for president. I don't care about personality issues. I don't care if I like Joe Biden or not.
Jennifer?
I'm sure Joe Biden, if I sat down with Joe Biden, I'm sure I might like him. I might. But his policies stink. You've got to start voting on the policies, not on who you think is the nicest. That's it.
Do you know one of the reasons that I respect you, and I take credit and pride in this to a point, because you've groomed yourself on my programs over the years, but you are such a great debater. We could come up with any number of things, and you have a counter to every single one of them when it comes to. I just love. I don't know. I'll just drop something in generous. Well, no, this is how you look at that. Sarah Matthews, who was a Trump aide, testified before the January 6th committee, says that he poses a great threat to American. It's mind-boggling how many members of the senior staff have denounced him. And so on and on the list goes. So Trump doesn't seem to care one way or another because he has some momentum.
He thinks he has the wrong staff.
Now, let's talk about the trials. The number three item on the story list is the legal situation, the battles that he continues. The judges who oversee the case in Georgia and his federal classified documents case, this week I think he tried to get them dismissed, and I don't think it got anywhere, right? Isn't that the summary?
No
of
dismissal.
All right. Attorney General of New York.
Actually start on the 15th. That's the hush money case. That starts on April 15th.
Yeah. Isn't there one that was... There's thinking that it could go beyond the election, one of them, and I can't remember which one it was. It wasn't the New York case. The Attorney General, what a loser she is in New York, says the company that helped Trump post the $175 million bond isn't qualified to do so. My God.
Oh, gosh.
If you have the cash, that's all you need. You go into the bond company. This woman is unbelievable. And how she gets away with what she gets away with, it's pathetic, frankly. I find her pathetic, and I find this whole thing pathetic. And this is not about Trump. It's about the legal system and how people use the system. This woman is a disgrace to the Democratic Party, to the job that she holds. She is just, you get the vehemence with me. This woman, oy, man. Wait, should I just say this person to my being a sexist because I said this woman? Should I say this person?
This person.
All right. So speaking of that, we didn't do anything on the Trans Day of Visibility. Did you, Jennifer?
Yeah, I celebrated.
Kara?
No.
Did you? Good for you. What was that all about?
I had a party.
Jay, did we miss that, or did it just wasn't that?
No, it was on. It happened on Sunday. A lot of people got upset because they believe that Biden was proclaiming Easter Sunday as the International Transgender Day of Visibility. It was coincidence that it fell on Easter Sunday this year. It's been going on since 2009.
Oh, okay.
Right. I think the brush is that Obama actually declared it in 2009, and it's been going on March 31st. So this year it lined up with Easter. What people were mad about is that Biden actually sent out a proclamation that was parked on the WhiteHouse.gov site that said the 31st is this day, and so people went crazy, and then he denied putting it out. But
yeah. Didn't he acknowledge it in a speech, too?
Yeah.
All right, ladies. Shall we take a break for a moment? A break in the action here on the Talk Radio Review with Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen, 48 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for us to visit as we get into the spring season. Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it. All right, so Elizabeth, the reason for going to Calitrin in and of itself, a company doesn't succeed for 27 years if it doesn't work?
Yeah, that's right. We've been able to help customers lose weight safely since 1997. So for 27 years, we've got a product that has been proven safe. It's proven effective. It's got a huge 86% success rate with 90 days, and you get a team of support, too. So we're here to do everything we can to help you see the results with this product.
All right, let's talk for about 30 seconds about the special $10 off every bottle.
Yes, discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So the more you need, the more you're going to save. It's on our website, toploss.com.
Check it all out at toploss.com. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com.
That's XTENDOVITE.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now here on the Talk Radio Review. Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner are with us. Let's talk about number one this week, the Israeli-Hamas war and related conversations. It seems that at the end of the week, President Biden started pushing for a Gaza ceasefire during a call with Prime Minister Netanyahu. And so as a result of that, apparently Israel opened up the Gaza crossing. The government said that it would open the port there and the crossing into northern Gaza, along with increasing aid deliveries from Jordan under the demands from Joe Biden. So is this effective? Is this the way to do it? The World Central Kitchen, which is the focus of a lot of the aid conversations this week, calling for an independent probe after the Israeli airstrike killed those six aid workers. And
it's just that there were three strikes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. So what do we think? Is this the appropriate way to handle this? Netanyahu has his own problems at home, it would seem. What'd you say, Jen?
Well, I think the thing is, I don't even think that this should be about Netanyahu for us, because for America to say who should be president, who shouldn't, let the people decide. But what I think is telling is that even if you knock Netanyahu out, the opposition party also supports their right to defend themselves against Hamas. You're not going to get this ceasefire. And I think it's tragic that these aid workers were killed. But unfortunately, this is the sad thing that happens in these areas. Remember, during the Afghanistan strike, or when we were pulling out, Joe Biden said he killed a terrorist, and it actually was a guy with like 13 children trying to get them like out of harm's way. These things happen, and it's sad, and it's awful, and it shouldn't. But Israel, above anybody, drops pamphlets, tells people to move, tells people to get out of the way. They try to allow supplies in. They want to defend themselves. There is no working with Hamas. Hamas wants to cut their heads off. Like, I don't know what people think is going to happen. I heard this week from the White House, a crazy
people aren't thinking, Jennifer.
There's alternative ways
thinking.
That Yeah, we can deal with Hamas. Really? Like what? Invite them to tea because you think that's going to work? They want to kill the Jews. That's it. So how do you handle this? I mean, it's awful, but you have to give these people the right to defend themselves. Hamas didn't apologize for raping and pillaging villages, raping the kids and killing
them. They're not
going
to apologize for that.
They don't apologize for that.
Of course they
are. I know. So it's just, it's very frustrating because it is awful, and we shouldn't conflate the fact that it's awful but still allow Israel the right to keep going. They have to.
Yeah. I don't know. I keep looking at this stuff, and I wonder where the world, the modern world, is going. I had dinner with a friend last night, and we were talking about what is our future, what's the future. This is the question we all keep bringing up. What are our children and grandchildren going to inherit here? How does this get fixed with a maniacal madman like the Ayatollah? You know, we don't really focus, or we've just started to kind of focus on Iran as the problem, because Iran is the big problem. And in my mind, that's because we've enabled him. He was disenabled, if that's the right word, when we froze all the assets that the Iranians had in banks in America, and then they got unfrozen. And with access to that money, or to be able to borrow against it, they created this scenario where we've got three different groups: Hamas, the Hezbollah, and these Houthi Tooties, whatever the name is of this bunch that
Houthis.
Is
running
around Houthis.
That's a group in Vegas, actually. I saw them this week.
Yeah, really? Okay, good for you. Congratulations. But you know what I'm saying. It's the ships that have been sunk in the Red Sea. They cut the lines of communication that run on the floor. And they're a bunch of thugs. Why don't we just blow them up? What are we waiting for? This so shows to me the impact and the import of the military-industrial complex. That's what this is, in part, all about. Plus the fact, as you said, Jennifer, the Iranians are getting sick of this. The average, there are all kinds of
Yeah, it's the leadership. That's the crazy part.
Right. There are demonstrations all over Iran about the Ayatollah. And they wish they hadn't gone down there. I don't even know, the popular uprising about the Shah and how things were under him. Well, they're much worse now under the Ayatollah, except they've educated themselves. They've kind of worked around their government, which is kind of what we do here. You know, isn't the government benefiting everybody? If the government's in the way, let's work around them. So anyway, that's kind of the overview of what happened. A lot of people concerned about the deaths of the aid workers, but it's a war. 59 past the hour here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.